AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It is Super Tuesday, a big day in the campaign for the White House. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports on how one of the remaining GOP candidates hopes to do well in his home state today.
Nearly 600 Republican delegates are up for grabs in 11 states today, with Texas offering the biggest prize of 155 delegates. Home state Senator Ted Cruz needs a big showing to halt Donald Trump's momentum. But because delegates are allocated proportionally, Rice University political science professor Bob Stein says Cruz would need to score a resounding victory to win them all.
He would have to win 50% of the vote in each of the 36 congressional districts in the state.
Cruz says he expects to do well in his home state, though Trump's support among evangelicals appears to have eroded his southern state firewall. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Secretary of State Kerry says both sides may have violated Syria's ceasefire, but he says no breaches have been significant enough to shatter the three-day-old cessation of hostilities.
The next few days are going to be critical in determining whether or not we are able to develop some real momentum towards a de-escalation of the conflict. That's the goal here.
Kerry welcomed the news that aid has reached thousands of Syrians. Iraq says security forces have launched a new push to retake a key area north of the capital, Baghdad, and dislodge Islamic State militants from there. On the stand in a Nashville courtroom, an upset Erin Andrews recalled how she learned from a blogger that nude videos of her were posted on the internet.
They just said, EA, there's naked video of you on the internet. And I said, no, there's not. I don't do that. What are you talking about? And I could just feel my chest like starting, like I could feel it in my head. And he's like, yeah, you got to check it out.
The sportscaster and Dancing with the Star host is suing the hotel where the pictures were taken. This is AP Radio News. President Obama awards the Medal of Honor to a Navy SEAL whose team rescued an American doctor from the Taliban in Afghanistan 3 years ago.
The president says, like many SEALs, Senior Chief Ed Byers is a quiet professional.
There are a lot of other places he'd rather be than in front of all these cameras.
But in Afghanistan, he helped storm a Taliban hideout to free an American doctor, throwing himself on top of the hostage while grappling with the captors. In the East Room, Obama saluted all the special operations troops who've fought since 9/11.
Small and number, they have borne an extraordinarily heavy load.
But for Byers, it's what SEALs do.
Protecting our freedoms so that we can sleep peacefully in our beds at night.
And he accepted the award on behalf of a comrade killed in that daring raid. Mark Smith at the White House.
In California, two men fleeing from San Bernardino police stole a taco truck, sideswiped a school bus full of kids, took down lights at an intersection, and smashed into a propane truck. No one was seriously hurt. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.